Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Stardish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Today is April 3rd, 2009. I'm your host, Joanne. The number here is 347-945-5423. So don't be shy. Guests in the chat room, you must be registered in order to participate in the chat. And what I'm going to suggest to you is, everyone, if you're calling in and you're calling from a blocked number, you will not be picked up. If you are on the phone and you're holding and you're not a registered member of Blog Talk Radio and I can't reach you in the chat room, I won't pick you up. So you must be registered with Blog Talk Radio if you want to get in on the conversation. So it only takes a few minutes, so go ahead and register with Blog Talk, and then you'll be able to participate. So tonight is definitely a Rock the Soap night. We're doing Rock the Soap recap. Bob Guinea's going to be calling in, Michael Knight, Brandon Brosh, and Greg Ricard, and also, who else am I missing? That's it, Bob Guinea. And Nivelle J. Lee from Buzzworthy Radio is going to be my special co-host. No, video won't go on. There's no video on here. You just listen. Hey, Barb. So I'm glad that everyone is here, and I'm glad that everybody's in the chat. And get registered. I can't say it enough. If you're on the phone and you're on hold, please register with Blog Talk Radio, because if I can't reach you in the chat room, then I'm not going to pick you up. So get over there and register and get in that chat room. And for you guests that are in the chat room, register so you can participate in the chat. Okay, perfect. I see everybody. Welcome. Barb, if you're calling in, go ahead and call in. While we're waiting, Mr. Guinea will be calling in shortly. I want to thank everyone for coming out to the Stardish Radio first birthday the other night. We had a great time. It was a great show. I was really glad to hear everybody. And again, thank you to Kristen and Eddie Alderson and Bradford Anderson for calling in. Three of my very favorite people. David Fumero was supposed to call in and the other night, and he got mixed up. So he sent his apologies. He was extremely embarrassed, but you know what? David is my guy, so that's okay. He's going to be coming on my show May 6th to promote Manhattan Nights. So if you guys don't know what Manhattan Nights is, go to the link I put in the chat room. This movie is directed by Gregory J. Martin, and it contains tons of soap stars as well as other actors and actresses, and it's just a great way, another great way of supporting your daytime favorites. Manhattan Nights, the movie, and watch the trailer, and that just about the entire cast of that movie is going to be on Stardish Radio on May 6th for the big release. It's going for sale at Amazon.com and other places. We'll definitely get the rest of the word out, so make sure you tune in May 6th, and you'll be able to hear about that movie from the cast themselves. So, perfect. Let's see, what else did I want to talk about? I may not be on the air for the next week or so. We'll see. You will definitely get the emails. I'm in the process of moving, so some stuff got put on hold. The other thing I want to know is, if you guys didn't send me your emails via letsdishbaby@gmail.com, send them to me, because that's the way that you're going to get updated for Rock the Soap. Rock the Soap is going to be, it's such a great, great thing that they did, putting it together, and I'm so proud to be a part of it. Yeah, I'm moving again, just around the corner, no big deal, Mary. I got a lot of emails from a lot of people, but, you know, we're trying to compile a whole list of emails, so when the news comes out, you're going to get emails. And, you know, with all types of different stuff in it, news and specials and all that stuff. I got yours, Di. So definitely repost it to your friends, because I know you guys all have a lot of soap friends that might be interested in going on the cruise. So everything that you see me post, or Barb or Novell or Bob or anyone else that has to do with the cruise or soaps in general, repost it, because the more people that you can reach, the better off it is. Let's really, really take advantage of the internet. I mean, Facebook is an amazing thing. Don't just Facebook. If you got Twitter, Twitter it. If you got MySpace, MySpace it. Just send it all over the place so everybody gets the word, because you might have friends that I don't have. And Jewel might have friends I don't have. So everybody, just repost everybody's stuff. So this way, we can definitely get the word out and make Rock the Soap so much better. We need to get as many emails by Sunday, because we have a huge, huge newsletter going out Monday. So if you guys want the dish on Rock the Soap 2, no, don't put them in the chat room. You have to email them to me. I'm not going to be able to write them down. Email them to me at letsdishbaby@gmail.com. Oh, God, you guys just threw me off track. Blonde moment. Bottom line, we got a big, big newsletter coming out Monday, so I need as many emails as possible. Barb is putting her email address in there, so send them to her too. It doesn't matter if you send them to me, Novell, Barb, or Bob. They're all going to go to the same place. So just send them to somebody and get them all out. The more emails, the better. So just keep reposting and reposting and reposting. So we can definitely build this cruise into what it deserves to be. And we definitely want to support our daytime people. You saw what just happened with Guiding Light, which is a damn shame. Even if you don't watch the show, it's a damn shame, because you know how long it was on the air, and you know, it just it's a sad state for daytime to see that a soap that was on for 72 years got canceled. I mean, that's some crazy, crazy shizit, you know? So let's support our daytime people, whether it's on ABC, NBC, CBS, support them, get them out there, and just repost everything that you see us post, and get those email addresses to everybody. Barb, my favorite roommate.
What's going on, everybody?
Oh, geez, Louise. I think I just saw like Dorothy and the witch fly by my window. It is so windy here. It's ridiculous.
I know. My internet's been going on and off and the TV all night. So I was hoping to get through. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Blowing your way.
So, but anyway, yeah. So, God, tell them what you want to tell them.
What do I want to tell them? Oh, you guys got to make sure you check out the new homepage on the rockthesoap.com. They added all new pictures. A lot of the emails that they got from the surveys of people saying how great the soap, the cruise was, et cetera, is all on there. Maybe one of yours might be on there. So you need to check that out. There's a lot of pictures on there, and trying to revamp that a little bit. Plus the video from the Bonnie Hunt show is on there.
Oh, good. Monica, right?
My chat room keeps going away, so I can't
read
it.
Well, you know what? You know what I want to point out about Monica and Bonnie Hunt, and even the people from SoapNet. You know, we encourage everyone to always enter these contests, and they're like, nobody wins these things. Nobody wins these things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the hell they do. They're out there. We met them. They're on. Their testimonials are there. So it definitely pays to enter the contest. When they come out. So, you know, the best way for you to get all the inside dish on that is to send your email addresses into everybody.
Correct.
You know?
I had sat next to a couple on the plane going back home from Michigan. They were one of the winners from one of the soap books or something. I can't remember what they had said. But
oh, yeah?
Yep. And they had a great time. So They never expect to win either.
Yeah. I mean, no one ever expects to win, but you know what? That's, you know, that's just basically the best thing about it is that it really does. Oh, Di is asking, she wants to know on the Rock the Soap homepage, VIP, what does that mean?
That means Joanne and Barb. No, I don't know.
Oh, my God. I almost
hit
my tea into the computer.
let me see what they have on there.
Barb is going to check it out. It's not just us.
Just kidding.
Although, no. Listen, you know what? We are so up in the air with you guys. And you know what? Can I just honestly say that we're fans, too, you know? I mean, we do a lot for the crews, but damn it, we're fans, and we do our thing, you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, we enter the contests. We would like a free friggin' cruise, you know? So, come on.
Oh, I'm not allowed to enter the contest.
You're not allowed. I'm allowed.
No, you're allowed.
Well, I'm allowed.
I have too much connection.
Okay. Jean in the chat room, why do you say a cruise won't work for you? See, those people I want to hear from too. Why won't a cruise work for you?
Yeah.
I need a Saturday or Sunday.
Okay. Wait. Can we go back to the VIP thing?
Uh-huh.
They're going to start a VIP fan club type street team, and there'll be more coming on the website for that, so stay tuned.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know exactly what she was talking about, so.
Ah, okay. So, see, it's not just us. You know what, Jean? We were broke-ass people, too, and there was plenty of people on there that were broke and managed to find a way. Where there's a will, there's a way. Enter the contests. Yeah, I have a cat. So, you know, I mean, if it's something that you desperately want to do, there's a way to find out how to do it.
Sure. You're putting $10 in the jar every week, and you'll have your money.
Exactly. Instead of buying that Snickers bar, throw the $1.50
yeah.
a Snickers bar costs now, throw it in the jar. Make yeah. one little sacrifice, and before you know it, you'll have your money. Yeah, and before
right.
you know it, you'll even have money to take care of your pets, you know. For you smokers, quit smoking. You'll definitely have enough money. Damn, I drove past a store over here. I mean, my sister smokes, but I never buy cigarettes, so I don't know how much they are. I could not get over for the fact that cigarettes up in Buffalo are like $8 a pack. I'm
wow.
like, are you like all
yeah.
for real? You retards
yeah.
that are out there smoking, not only killing yourself, but you're willing to spend almost $10 a pack. Wow,
yeah,
that's some crazy nonsense.
The same people complain about gas prices.
You know what? But
they
pay $8 for cigarettes, right? You know what? That's
know.
Some crazy sick stuff. I mean, I smoked. Yeah, there was a lot. There was a ton of smoking stuff on the cruise, but ridiculous for.
Right.
I just can't fathom it. You know, I smoked. You know, but until the day they said, Joanne, you have cancer, that's the last day I bought a pack of cigarettes. But when I bought
yeah.
cigarettes, they were $3 and $2 a pack. I
yeah.
never would ever, ever pay $8 for a pack of cigarettes. So
no.
take that money and put it in a jar.
There you go.
You know,
so you know it, you'll have your money for the cruise, and then they're going to have deals just like we did this year. With the refer a friend and different things. So, you know, start finding your friends now, read all about it, and you'll get
mm-hmm.
excited and you'll want to save your money. So.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this year they had a refer a friend program, and it was really good. So if you, like, get together with some people and you know, start trying to make a collective, do like a Christmas club.
Right.
Remember those old-time Christmas clubs where you used to do at work, where everybody used to put a couple dollars in every, you know, every paycheck? And then, you know, before you know it, you and your group will have enough money to get in there and have your cruise. You know, it's
right.
a nice little vacation. So, no, but there's no date on the cruise, but like I said, go out there. If you didn't send your emails, I put my email address in there. Barb put hers in there. Send us your email address because we have a very, very large newsletter going out on Monday.
Yes.
And
it's going
you know,
to be, it'll be, it's going out at 11 a.m. Eastern time, so.
Oh, okay. See, Barb is connected because I didn't know that.
Yes. And so, yeah, so make sure you send those in to either one of us, any of us, and we'll make sure that the right people get them. And it doesn't mean that if you don't send it in by Sunday that you will never get a newsletter. Keep sending them to us. But for the first newsletter that they want, we'd like to get a big mass email going. So,
absolutely. And you know what? Your email addresses are safe. They're not going to be spammed. You're not going to be, you know, sold to.
No, and
you
we're not. It's not going to be like every other day. You're going to get a newsflash from Rock the Soap. It'll be on a regular bi-monthly or bi, you know, each month or however they decide to do it. But
right, it's not like every day.
Won't be crazy.
Yeah. So, yes, Georgette, I do have your email address. Have no fear.
I deleted it, Georgette.
See, look at that. Barb is such a bitch. She deleted your email.
No, she didn't.
Guests in the chat room, please get over there and register with Blog Talk Radio so you can participate with the chat. And I'm going to say again to everybody that's on the phone, if you're not a registered member of Blog Talk Radio and not in the chat room, you will not be picked up, because before I pick anybody up off the phone, I'm going to put their area codes into the chat room. And if you can't respond in the chat room, you won't get picked up. That's just because, you know, too many people like to friggin' play games, and, you know, I'm not playing games. I'm too old for that nonsense.
No games, no nonsense.
So, Barb, throw your email in there again. What does that say? Nuts for Mutts? What is this? Anyone in the LA area, there's a charity dog show. Okay. Nuts for Mutts. If you're in the LA area, go see Nuts for Mutts if you're into dogs. Okay. Nivelle will be joining us probably around 10:15 or so. Bob should be calling in any minute now.
Or any 10 minutes.
You know what, though? Look at that. Holy crap. Mr. Gee is actually on time.
On time.
Wow. On freaking
on time.
TV's Bob Gee.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning in. Stardust Radio.
Hi, darling.
Hello. Am I early? Am I late? What am I doing?
You are 2 minutes past your time, but you know what? You are awesome, because that's better than you've ever done.
Well, you know, over a new leaf, and plus, I can't be on the phone a long time tonight because I am at a friend. Well, actually, you guys might remember Erin Torpy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
She was on my show.
Yep. She used to be on One Life to Live, and she's a dear friend of mine, Rebecca's. And so we are having a little party for her and her soon-to-be husband. And so
right.
I am there. And that's why I can't be on the phone very long tonight. But that's why we helped line up just such a star-studded cast of people to call in.
Right. Oh, okay. Well, give her my best. She was on Stardust. She's a great girl.
Oh, she's awesome. She's so talented. She's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. She's got a great voice.
Yeah, she's a wonderful singer, songwriter, the whole bit. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Bob, let's talk about Rock the Soap. What would you like our listeners to know?
Well, I mean, honestly, we had such a great time. I mean, do we have a lot of people on the line tonight who are from
there? I do have people on the line, and we have 42 people in the chat room right now, so we're good.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, it was such a great time. You know, I think the biggest thing for us, as you know, I mean, we've talked since then as well, because, you know, we were preaching nothing but love for the whole thing, and I mean, it was like, you know, I think especially with the news of Guiding Light this week. You know, it's become abundantly clear that, you know, that there's some things that are worth saving out there, and I think one of them really is the whole genre of daytime television. And there's a lot of awesome actors and a lot of incredibly talented people behind the scenes, crew and producers and writers and everything else that, you know, that I've kind of become the as Nelson Bronco said in his article, I've sort of become the accidental spokesperson for, in a way, and I wear it like a badge of honor. You know, I ended up in a situation where I'm able to do some things because of the friendships that I have that we can now perpetuate, you know, events for people that love daytime and love the genre. And so hopefully we can keep, you know, producing these events and make them successful. And obviously with the success of the first Rock the Soap, it was awesome. I mean, people had a blast, it seemed. I've heard nothing but great things.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we keep doing that kind of thing and make it really successful.
I believe we can. We've been getting everybody's emails. People have been signing up left and right. I know I've been getting them. Barb's been getting them. Neville's been getting them. They all want to know what's going on with the second one.
Yeah, well, you know, we can't make any official announcements right now.
Mm-hmm.
The official announcement will happen in the next week or so. But we are having a Rock and Soap 2. We are having we're going to have a little bit bigger cast than what we had this previous time, and we're going to try and really blow it up and make it awesome. And it's going to be much along the same lines of what we did for the first Rock and Soap, which is going to be exclusive performances, exclusive moments that you aren't going to find anywhere else, not just on any other cruise ship, but just anywhere else, period, that
mm-hmm.
are going to be they're going to be more than you expect. You know, we want to try and give people more than they expect and try and really, you know, we set the bar, I think, pretty high for ourselves on the first Rock the Soap. And I'm really comfortable with that. You know, I think for me, you know, having worked with ABC and with Disney and with Peter Downing and with everyone for Super Soap, with SoapNet and everything else over the last 6 years, you know, that was sort of ingrained into me as to what I wanted to create this thing to be as far as a fan event was. And
mm-hmm.
and hopefully that came across to people. You know, we tried to make it really organized. We tried to make it really conducive for people who were big fans to have moments, but also make it really casual and really fun,
right.
And give it people access that they don't normally have, and not be the people policing, you know, all right, it looks like you've talked to Torsten K for 7 minutes. We need you to move. You know, we wanted you to have
right.
your time, enjoy
mm-hmm.
yourself. And the stars that we invited were on board with that, and that was awesome.
Right. We're getting some questions in the chat room as far as the stars. The star lineup will not be out yet. Whether it's going to be the same people or not, we'll see. We shall
see.
Yeah,
we will. I'll give you a little hint. We are going to have some of the same people. We certainly want all the same people back and more. And so we've already got some of the same people to sign on for the second one. And then there's some people who weren't able to fare so well with the motion sickness and different things of that nature. And so even though they love the event, they might not be able to come back on for the second one, but we're trying to work out prescriptions for them through, you know, some different people for some motion sickness pills. But, you know, I mean, everybody that came on board the boat had a blast. I mean, all the stars have had nothing but incredible things to say about the cruise and about the mm-hmm. fans on board the cruise. And so it's going to be all of who were there and then some. We're going to really try and, you know, improve it if at all possible. We're going to try and make it even more star-studded than it was the first time around.
Right. Well, just to give you a little feedback, what's going on in the chat room, of course, everybody wants Torsten. Everybody wants the Divas. They want the Nuke Boys.
Sure.
You know, we have some hellos for you. Yes. We have some hellos for you from Di and Georgette and Kimmy. Yep. Shy Di.
And my girl Kimmy. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry,
and you know what, Bob? Georgette's in the chat room, but you know what? She didn't go on the cruise, Bob.
So you can't say hi to her.
You know what? Well, you know what? Hey, hold on 1 second here. Greg Ricard's trying to call in.
Okay, I see his number.
Can we add him on?
Yep, I got him right now. Hello? What's
hi.
Up, Greg?
What's up?
Can't
what's
hear you,
Dumbly,
dear.
Dumbly Reckless, Greg Ricard.
Wait. Hold on.
Greg's in a tunnel.
Yeah, it does sound like that, right?
Yeah.
Is that, hey guys, is that better?
Yeah.
Better. Okay.
Good.
There I am. Hi.
Hi, Steve.
How you doing,
Greg?
I'm
what's good.
Up,
how are you guys? I'm sorry I'm a little late. I was sitting in your queue for a couple minutes, and I just got tired of hearing Bob talk, so I texted him telling him that I was trying to call in.
Oh, no. That's okay.
Saved,
that's quite a vibe.
Saved by the bell. Saved by my neighbor. God bless him.
You know?
What's going on, guys?
We're just sitting here talking about the cruise and what we loved and what the passengers that were on the cruise and future passengers would like to see. So why don't you tell them what you thought about it from the talent perspective?
I think, can you hear me still?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I think it was a huge success. It was probably the most fun event that I've ever been to. I guess from my perspective, I mean, everyone was just basically, we were all in the same boat, ha ha ha. We were all just there to, like, have a good time, and I think we did. We you know, there was so much interaction with the fans, and it was really unlike doing an event where you get to talk to somebody for a couple of minutes, or, you know, working on a CBS show. I've never been to Super Soap Weekend, but from what people were saying, it's like, you know, you sort of have a finite amount of time and then it ends. But this was like a three-day thing where we had events all day long, you know, morning, afternoon, and night, all 3 days. So it was just a ton of fun, and we just had a great time. And if I can plug our movie that we made,
Thank you.
Elizabeth and Sonata, the Imaginary Bitches Player. Did a short film when we were in Ensenada called Eden, Elizabeth, Ensenada. And I don't know if it's on YouTube yet, but it's on Vimeo.com, which is Vimeo.com. And it stars Eden, myself, Elizabeth, and our enormously talented friends, Robert Sutter and Dave.
Dave!
Who will keep his
mouth with cameos by Melissa Claire Egan and Jake Silverman and Ben Hamm.
Yeah, I wasn't in. This was weird.
I'm sorry. If I can give a little shout out to my friend Bob here, I don't know that I've ever seen anyone work harder. I think the reason he wasn't in is because every time we saw him, he was literally like reaching, running across the ship, holding a speaker, or you know, like he was nonstop the whole time. So
I forgot about that moment. That actually really did happen.
Seriously, I'm like, oh hey Bob, and he's literally running while we were at mustering across with a speaker.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. That was a scary moment for me. Well,
thank
you.
Bob was a hard-working guy.
Yeah, he sure
is. You know, I picked the right people. I mean, the one thing I can say for myself on this particular cruise was the talent that I brought, including Greg and Elizabeth and Eden and Van and Jake and, you know, Kimberly and Jason and Torsten and Michael Knight and the Divas, Melissa Claire Egan, and all of them. I mean, I thought everybody, Brandon Barash, everybody went above and beyond to really – I really, truly never heard a star make a single complaint the entire weekend. And
I have a couple of complaints. I have your phone.
Wait, no, I don't think the operative word was I never actually heard any of them because I don't listen to you.
This is not a complaint line.
No, but you know, it was unreal because I mean, all the stars that are on board the ship are my personal friends, and I love them all so much. And I knew the type of people that they all were, and that's why I wanted them there in the first place. But then. To see them there and to see Greg, you know, up there with karaoke, just going after it, singing a couple songs, being up for getting into things and having fun at the Imaginary Bitches event, you know, doing the different things that Greg did as well as so many of the other stars. And it was just, to me, it was literally a particular event where I was really tired for whatever reason. It was kind of early on, which was the Breakfast with the Stars. I went down there and I sat down at the breakfast table for a minute. And next thing I know, I look, and there's Greg and Lizzie walking up and down saying hi to everyone. There's Torsten, there's Jason and Kimberly. And it literally got me kind of choked up because I was thinking, you know, it's so awesome that these people who are my friends know that they're here for their fans and they want to be out there mixing it up. And it feels so good that I knew at that moment I picked the right people, and it made me feel comfortable, I think, for the first time. I was at ease for a minute, you know, and I really appreciated it, Greg. I appreciated Michael
Thanks,
Knight
Bob.
Stuff. I appreciated everybody.
Mm-hmm. Hey, yeah, and right back at you. I don't think I've ever seen anybody work harder, like I was saying earlier, and, you know, just being so entertaining. And, again, I think, and I'm sure there'll be plenty of time for this throughout the rest of the show tonight, but if you – any fans that call in, I'm sure we'll just go on and on about what a huge success it was.
Oh, yeah. The chat room is going crazy about how great everything was.
There was absolutely no complaints, and the only thing that they're saying on here different is they're saying, Bob, have it during the summertime so the weather's warmer.
Well, you know, unfortunately that, you know, we have to do it when the cruise ships are available and when we can actually book our events. And I think we actually are looking to have the event. You know, I can't give anything away, but I will say it's probably going to be more towards the month of April, as opposed to being March, which I think that'll make it a little bit warmer. But
I also think,
you know,
it was also it had actually started warming up. You know, winter's all but over here, and it was colder than it probably normally would be at that time of year.
I think it was unseasonably, you know, cool, but at the same time, you know, I think the majority of the events took place inside, so ultimately I think everyone should have been nice and warm and fuzzy.
Listen, Bob, before, because I know you've got to hop off in a minute, there is a woman in the chat room named Tammy, and she wanted to make sure that she says hello to Rebecca, for you to say hello to Rebecca. So say hi to Rebecca from Tammy.
I will definitely say hi to her and let all your listeners know. It meant a huge deal to me. I mean, everyone was so wonderful when Rebecca, you know, she booked that job, and she had to work over the Friday and the Monday. But I love that she came down there, and everyone was so responsive to her being there. And it really shows that the fans are really supportive of these actors and whether mm-hmm. they're staying on the shows or moving on. I thought that was so awesome because people, you know, they could have theoretically been like, she's not here. But instead they were like, oh, it's so great that she was here and that she signed these
mm-hmm.
things. And, you know, that was really awesome too. I appreciated the fans for that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Who's Rebecca?
My mistress.
Yeah, oh yes. Oh, the woman you live with. Right.
That woman.
Yeah.
Right.
Rebecca. In Maryland Union, as it were.
Is there any word on her show yet?
Yeah, it's going to air April 27th.
You know?
April 27th. We just found out yesterday. How I Met Your Mother. Her episode's going to air April 27th.
Perfect.
And, on CBS, which is the same station that you can see Greg Eckhart daily on Young and the Restless, of course.
Right. Wonderful. Well, guys, you know what? Give our best to Erin, because you know who's on the line now, Mr. Michael E. Knight, that I'm getting ready to pick up. So I'm going to pick him up.
I love you, Michael Knight, Greg Eckhart. I love you guys. Thank you so much for,
love you too,
for calling in tonight.
And
Bob,
we
I'll
will.
I'll see you later tonight when I'm throwing my trash out.
All right, thanks, buddy.
All right, thanks,
Greg.
Guys.
Thank you so much, guys, and have a great night,
you.
And we'll talk soon.
Thank you, Michael Knight. I love you, Greg Eckhart.
Okay. Hey, Mikey.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Still recovering, but doing
I stayed on the line to say hi, Mikey. Mikey, I love you, buddy. Thanks for calling in.
You too, Bob.
I'll talk to you later. And by the way, guys, just so you know, I'll say it here first. Mikey Knight is one of the people already confirmed for Rock and Soap 2.
Yay!
Yeah, I'm so
excited to hear that. Perfect.
Absolutely.
Oh, perfect.
Absolutely.
And he is a dear, dear man and a dear friend of mine. So, Mikey, I love you, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you, baby.
Wonderful.
Uh-huh.
Thanks a lot,
later.
Bob. Give my best
thank
to Erin and have a good time.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye. Mr. Michael is confirmed. How fabulous is that? And you heard it first on Stardish Radio.
Yep, I loved it. I did. I thought I was very, very pleasantly surprised. I thought it was everybody, all of the fans were, like, so well behaved. Everybody was, like, for a minute there, people were thinking about security and stuff like that. It was just
mm-hmm.
very intimate. I mean, I think that it's in terms of other stuff we've done, you know, Disney was fun, but it was the ratio of actors to fans. It's such a much more relaxed environment.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta say, I just wish that I had some kind of talent, because the high point of the weekend for me was the Soap Divas. I just thought that Kathy and Bobby were just, if Bob had played more with his band, I think that would have been, you know, they should have more. We should have more to do. I enjoyed the hell out of what I did. I did basically
mm-hmm.
sort of a sketch show, Who Wants to Be a Soap Star, which was just me around, which I do naturally. But other than that, I just thought it was a really, really wonderful surprise. I didn't know what to expect, but I would do it again, and am doing it again.
You know what, Michael, though, with the skit show, in all honesty, I mean, you might not think people were really wanting to see that at the time, but I'll tell you, you know, we talked about how you kind of liked playing a comedic role sometimes on the soap, and you don't really get to do that often. That night, you did that skit show, I swear to God, I almost peed my pants, because it was so funny, and it was so good to see you back in that element, you know, and that girl that they paired you with the first time, that Jurassic Park girl, I don't know if she's in the chat room or not.
Yeah.
Holy cow, it was hysterical. And
all
everybody
the girls,
loved it.
But the thing that I just thought amazed me was all of the girls were, all three were fantastic because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I was not goofing around. I mean, Bob had, we were supposed to have two sets of three scenes. We only had one set of, we had scene one and scene three, and the rest, by the time he said, you know, just wing it, I was going to kill him. I was going to strangle him. But luckily, I mean, like I say, all of the women were fantastic. And Aiden was a doll, too. You know, I love the fact that they cued Aiden out in the second scene when he no longer had any lines, so he just kind of got to stand there. But
mm-hmm.
It is, I got to say, it's fun to play with the fans. It really is. Everybody was, by that time, I mean, I thought it was kind of interesting that we did it at midnight, you know what I mean? Because
mm-hmm.
the other, they actually have legitimate acts that they're doing on the ship. So
mm-hmm.
that was when the theater was available. But I just
right.
thought, you know, and all the, you know, another thing that killed me is I was so casual where I was hanging out in jeans and a jacket. And so
mm-hmm.
many of the fans came up, these women were just, they were beautifully dressed. They were decked out in an evening attire, you know, gowns and stuff. And
right,
just,
the
wow.
captain's dinner.
Yeah, so the next, exactly. So the next time I go, I'm going to, like, bring a tux or something. I'm going to do it up, I think.
Oh, yeah. Well, Barb had told me that, too. It was pretty casual. But then I looked on the thing, and it said formal night, and I figured, whatever. I just had slacks and a shirt, too. So, but, yeah, there were women in, like, prom dresses and bridesmaid
yeah, exactly.
dresses.
Yeah, you know, jewelry and stuff.
Yeah.
I thought, wow, this is something else. But I had a blast
uh-huh.
doing that. I really, really did. And I would, like, I would do that again. I would say, you know, could I do it both days, you know? 'Cause it's,
right.
It gives me something to do with the fans other than just sort of sit there and sign and take pictures. Because I got to say,
mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of the other people on shows are really, really multi-talented.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Who was the kid? I cannot remember his name. The kid that did What a Wonderful World.
Oh, Brandon Barash. He'll be calling in soon.
Oh, my God. Brandon was amazing, you know? It's like,
uh-huh.
They played that at my wedding, and the guy didn't do that half as well. And I was sort of thinking, these people are really, really good. I also hope
yeah.
we get a better mix. You know, I think we were a little bit ABC heavy, but I enjoyed the hell of it. I really, really did.
I mean, that's got to be something for you, too, especially being ABC and meeting the other soaps, you know, actors that you may not have met, like Brandon, for instance. You know, to
it's
meet
so
people.
Cool. I mean, they were. These kids were so unbelievably nice. Because I'm like, I feel like the old man, you know. I'm like, I'm completely clueless. And, you know, people that I recognize, you know, but I don't know their names or stuff like that. But everybody, like, nobody had an attitude. Nobody was a diva. Everybody was, you know, sensational.
Mm-hmm.
And I would, you know, like I say, I would do it again. I hope we do it longer. I hope, you know, we do it more than a weekend. But I do think we got hit by the economy. I was
mm-hmm.
really, I was flattered that we got as many people as we did because there were a lot of cancellations. I mean, what did we end up with, Joe? Was it like 200?
Yeah, I think there was about 200 people.
200 people. I just
yeah.
like, you know, I hope that word gets out there. You know, people are online talking about it and say that it's worthwhile, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You know what? The internet is going to do us justice this year, I think. And like Bob said, Barb, really only had, what, 7 months or 5 months to really get it
yeah.
out there?
Right.
So, you know, you
had
the two, right, so it was like a lot of heavy, heavy selling for 5 months. So now, you know, we're starting a year in advance. So hopefully within this year, the economy will get a little bit better, and people like Barb and I were telling them, instead of buying that Snickers bar for $1.50, throw it in a change jar, quit smoking, throw the 10 bucks in a jar, and by the time the cruise comes around, you'll have your money.
Now, let me ask you a question. What would you do different? Hi, Barb.
I'm sorry.
I'm saying hi, Barb.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I would just say, what would you guys do different? I mean, in terms of events or things that you would you do like, I'd say I missed the cocktail first night. I'm sorry I did. I missed that. I really dug the fan breakfast, you know, the fan brunch
mm-hmm.
where you just
yep,
circulated around because that was, you know, you really got to, you got to give people sort of individual attention, because they're, I mean, they're the best fans in the world. They love you for 20 years, and all they want you to do is love them back for like a couple minutes, you know. And a lot of people have, people came from, you know, a lot of people came from, people came from Florida, they came from Chicago, a couple of people
Australia.
From, I mean, I was amazed. So, but is there any other kind of events that you would do?
Well, you know what I think I would do different is, provided the divas are on board, which I'm hoping to God that they are, I would definitely have them perform longer. The other thing would be, you know, the very last night after the concert that they put on, instead of doing, they did another cocktail party, but the ship was really going a little crazy at that time. I would end it at the concert. You know, so everybody could get to bed early because everybody was leaving in the morning and, you know, had to do these early flights and get back on their East Coast time or whatever. And, but, I mean, event-wise, I would like to see more performers. And, you know, and what you did, I would love to see what you did as far as I Want to Be a Soap Star done a little bit more, not scripted, I guess, but with scripts. So everybody had them.
Yeah. I mean, well, yeah, and I think we have a... We have a few ideas for that that'll make that.
Everybody's on the same page.
Go a little better.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, but I think it was great. You know what, Michael, if you don't mind, I'll pick up a caller and we can see what one of the listeners think that we're actually on the cruise with us. Would you like that?
Absolutely, sure, sure.
Okay. We'll go over here to area code 949. What's your name? Hello, 949. Okay, you want to play ghost? Play ghost. I'm not playing. Area code 703. Area code 703. Hello. Hello.
Oh, it's weird.
I hear them, but they're very faint. So you know what? Let's stop playing games, people. Area code 415.
415 San Francisco. I know you're there. Come on, San Francisco.
Check for 321.
Okay. Area code 321.
Hi, Joanne.
It's Chai
Dai.
Hi.
Chai Dai.
Hi, how are you?
Who is it?
Well, we nicknamed her Chai Dai because she's not really.
Okay.
I am. You know that.
She thinks she is.
This is the first time she's called into the show, Michael. She's a regular listener, and she was on the cruise, but she's never called in. She's always in the chat room. So, Di, talk
she's
to Michael about the cruise.
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine, honey. How are you? Now, you were on the cruise?
Yes, I was. I actually dragged you over from one table to ours at the breakfast.
Let me ask you a question, honey. If you had any kind of event that you could do, that you could add to the roster, what would it be?
That I don't think I can say it on the air.
Oh, geez.
Yes. Okay. the raffling off of the room keys. Yes.
There you go.
That would be a fun one.
No. I love when you got up there and did your little skit. It was very cute.
Thank you very, very much. I had fun. I was scared to death at first, but then, you know, actually I've done it with Bob at other events, and so I sort of was taking my cue from him, but.
No, I like the ending of it with you and Aiden. That was very cute.
Oh, Aiden, yeah, working together. You know, one thing I think that they should do, which I think might be a nice idea, is, you know, a little earlier in the day to do just like a talk show format, but, you know, very, very casual, like with the old Phil Donahue thing where you have people on the mics, just like a talk show, but you get to see us relate to each other and tell stories about work because we get along so well on the show. It really is sort of it sounds corny, everybody says this, but it really is sort of a family environment, and we bust on each other so hard, you know. We joke with each other constantly. It would be neat to see, for instance, to have, you know, me and Taurus on the stage talking about something went wrong or whatever. So you get to see us.
You know what? You do that. I'm going to just feel like I died and went to heaven, okay? I did ask you once upon a time if you had a crush on him.
We have a person that I wanted to freaking kill him because I remember all the stuff we had to do to actually get on the boat. I mean, first
yes.
they make you go
I've
through
seen
all
the picture.
You saw the picture, right?
Absolutely, Facebook, Michael.
And I don't know, and I'm thinking, okay, so this is some security thing or whatever, and so it's so decides to reach over and give me a kiss. They say, well, this is going to be on, you know, this will be on the internet in 24
it's
hours.
Worldwide so. By now.
Yeah, oh, and it is.
My career is over. Yes.
No, it's adorable. Are you kidding? I love it.
So he's such a clown that I can say there's nobody on that show that can make me laugh as hard as Torsten. I think that's why they don't work us together so much, because I end up just like giggling like a pony. It's ridiculous.
Oh my gosh. Well, that thing is all over Facebook now, so.
Oh, great.
No, I'm going to print it out and bring it to you the next time.
I have this, like, absolutely retarded smile on my face. I'm just like, yep, he got me again. And I don't know about you guys, but the thing that really freaked me out the most is, like, you never pay attention when you're on, when, you know, we've all flown, right? And they say, mm-hmm. in case of emergency, do the safety, like people don't know how to work a safety belt.
Right.
I'd love to meet a person who doesn't know how to work a safety belt. But if in case, you know, life vest, blah, 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 and the mask will drop down and do yourself before you do the children. Well, you get on the ship, and they're like, okay, mandatory drill. You got to put the damn thing on, your life vest. Then
yeah.
go up to your station and stand there for like 45 minutes. And I'm thinking, now I'm scared. You know, it's like,
yeah.
I'm never like, everybody's afraid to fly. Forget it. That was the one time I was thinking, maybe there's still time to get off the boat.
Yeah, but, you know, how do they expect you to get from wherever when the boat crashes to your room to get your life jacket and then run back to your station?
I just say jump over. It's like, it seems to me, like, I don't know about you guys, but you can never get anywhere from one place to another straight. You've always got to go up one floor, down and around and across something
yeah.
and go like this. And it's like, there's no way I would remember. It's like, if we hit something, there's no way I would remember where, you know, where
mm-hmm.
to go. I'd be hanging out a window shrieking, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is usually what happens.
But anyway,
exactly.
So, like, I saw, you know, I called other friends of mine that had done cruise. I said, you know, is that for real? Did they make you do that? So, yep, that's mandatory. I mean, that was the one thing that kind of freaked me out a little bit. But they were good
mm-hmm.
natured about it. I thought the guy on the PA system, he should get a job on the radio. I thought he was hysterical.
Yes, he was.
And I thought, you know, I thought the service was fantastic, all the people. It was amazing to meet all these people from completely different countries. I mean, every
yep.
single continent was represented on that boat.
That's true, it was. I said that, yeah, that was crazy.
The one thing I thought, the one piece of people that did not enjoy us or appreciate were the waiters at the breakfast. Because we were all hanging out in the aisles, you know, taking pictures, blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
signing autographs, hugging people.
Way.
And these guys are trying to feed, like, you know, 250 people, and we're doing nothing except being in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
did you actually get to eat?
A little bit, yeah. A little bit,
well,
I did.
Yeah, see, when Michael comes back on next year, he has to really soak it in, okay? What he has to do is make sure that he's rested while he's on the plane, so this way when he gets on ship, he's relaxed and he can chill out on deck, he can actually eat, and we cannot give Michael any Red Bull.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Oh, that was just such a nightmare because, you know, I was still on Los Angeles time, and so we did the show at 12.
Yeah.
And I got to say, hon, it's like I thought, I'm not going to make this. It's like, you know, it's 3 o'clock in the morning my time. So I belly up to the bar, and I'm like, I said, you know, do you have any hot coffee? He goes, not here and not in the bar. I could go sit at the kitchen. I said, forget it. You got any Red Bull? Drank two
mm-hmm.
of the things, and that was that. Never went to sleep the rest of the evening.
And then, if you remember, we were having screwdrivers after that. So that didn't help either. So you are not allowed to have any friggin' Red Bull.
Oh, my God. And so the next, all the fans were so sweet at the autograph signing. They were like,
yeah, they were.
Yeah, because normally I'm up on my feet and, like, flirting with people and dancing around and stuff. And I was just like, I looked like something you'd scraped off the bottom of your shoe. But everybody was very sweet because most of the fans had been there that night before. So they knew they were sort of in the same position. And, I mean, everybody's on a ship to party, too. So, I mean, I wasn't too far ahead of that many people.
Right. Well, you know what? You did fabulous, and everybody loved you. So, I mean, you know what?
you joke around all you want about, oh, I'm the old guy, oh, I'm this guy. But you know what, Michael? You're a staple of daytime. And honest to God, that I think people would absolutely go insane if you weren't around.
Oh, well, God bless you for saying so, honey. I'm praying that, you know, I'm praying that we're around, everybody. You know, it's such a hard time for our industry, especially. And, you know, we were making cuts before all of the, before the economy hit the tank, you know. And I just, you know,
right.
I just heard about Guiding Light.
Mm-hmm.
Which breaks my heart because, you know, I mean, I've known Kim, I've known Michael O'Leary. I mean, I've known some of these people literally for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm praying that, you know, at ABC we make, I think if we make it through 09, we're going to be fine for another 3 to 4 years. But it's tough, man, I got to say. It's like we're struggling to find a way to make it in such an old model. Like the whole the network model doesn't really work anymore. And it's just, I think we're going to have to, shows are just going to have to find a way to go to an in-demand sort of basis, you know. And I don't know I wouldn't know how to do that. I've always had dreams that they would put us on iTunes. You know, you'd be able to download an episode for like 50 cents,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
But it just seemed, or that, you know, we would actually get, I'm sort of bummed that SoapNet is now producing reality shows, that we would actually our own cable outlet that literally took over production. That's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's tough. But I got to say, they're the best fans in the world. I mean, I can't tell you the number of people I met that could remember stuff that I didn't. They would come up and they had pictures of me from, you know, when I was 26 years old and stuff. Or they were asking me questions about working with, you know, Carmen Thomas or Tasia Valenz and stuff that I couldn't remember. Really dedicated people out there, and God love them. I mean, who knew? I mean, if you told me I was going to be doing the same job for 27 years, you know, when I got out of Circle in the Square, I would have told you you were a nut. But
right.
I love it more now than I ever did. You know, everybody was always, because soaps are always so easy to make fun of. You know, always, like, so a lot of people are closet fans. They don't like to admit, in public that,
mm-hmm,
you know, I'm an All My Children watcher, I'm a General Hospital fan or whatever. It was easy for me in my 20s to go, oh, well, gee, I wish I was doing this, I wish I was doing that. But, I mean, now I'm just so thrilled to be there. And it's such
right.
a good people, I got to say.
You do have a great cast on All My Children. So, but you know what, though? That's what's so important about this cruise. I mean, Bob and the people behind the scenes really went above and beyond the call to make the actors and the fans feel, you know, I don't know, maybe on a equal playing field, if that's the right way to say it, you know, It's a way for everyone to kind of stick together in such a horrifying time, like you said, with Guiding Light. You know what? We need to support the daytime people. If you're a fan and if you see that there is an event, go to it.
Absolutely.
By all means, go to
Let
it. I mean,
it. And if you were on the ship, you know, and you like write in, you know, write into the blog, send emails. They take this stuff very seriously.
Absolutely. RockTheSoap.com has a message board. We're taking emails from everybody. You know, we're requesting email addresses from everybody because a big newsletter is about to go out on Monday. And, you know, we want to plan it right for what everybody wants, you know. I mean, of course, you can't please everybody and their mother, but you know what? We're damn well going to try. And in the words of TV's Bob Guinea, if you're not on that ship, it's your own damn fault.
Yeah. It's true. It's true, and I guarantee that people that if they haven't done it before, they will notice the difference. There's something that's so much more casual. It's just like it's hanging out. You get direct access to her. We had, like, at one point we were up hanging out on the Lido deck, me and Bob and the band, a couple of other people, and a group of women came over, and I ended up having like the coolest conversation with these two women. That all they do is like they travel around the world taking cruises. They've taken cruises everywhere, and I just ended up making friends with these two women and hanging out with them for like 2 or 3 hours. We got off the ship. You know, I went down there and looked at the little gift shop and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I was so pleasantly surprised. You know, nobody was a nut. Nobody was elbowing somebody else to get, you know, out of the way to get an autograph. Everybody was really, really well behaved. It was adult. Do you know what I mean? It was like really
mm-hmm.
adult. it was there were not that there's anything wrong with bringing kids, but it was pretty much an adult event.
Exactly.
You know, we got to be a little more blue, you know, when we were up on stage joking and stuff, because we didn't have to worry about, like, we didn't have to worry, for instance, if we were at Disney World ever doing something that, like, oh, there are a lot of children present. So
right.
we got to be ourselves, you know. Rock the Soap, for me, is I was so thrilled to be a part of it. Well, so thrilled to be asked to do it, because I'm not asked to do a lot of stuff anymore. But, I mean, what Bob said, would you do Rock the Soap too? And I'd be like, dude, so I put my name on the header already, right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're a definite person who loved Super Soap Weekend, and you really, really went above and beyond when you were there. And I know it was bittersweet for you because you didn't get to do the last one because of contract negotiations. So you know, and in comparison with the two, it, like you said, this is more of an adult themed, not saying that there wasn't kids there, because there was, but not really an overabundance of them. And you were able to be an adult. You didn't have to kind of watch your mouth and
Well, not that we want to, not that we sound like a bunch of truck drivers, but you know what I'm saying,
right.
is like you don't get that sense that, you know, there's 30,000 other fans there. You know, it's just like it's a very casual thing. I mean, it's literally a bunch of us hanging out. If you want to come out and hang out with your favorite soap stars, then that's exactly what you end up doing, you know?
And not wait in the line for half
at 1 o'clock in the morning, right.
You know, having a drink up on the Lido deck and just chilling and just enjoying soaking up the sun, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to bring Neville on the line. He's here. Neville, Di, thank you so much for calling in, finally.
Thank you. Michael, love you, and give Torsten a kiss for me.
I will. God bless you.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay,
thanks. So awesome. So Neville is on the line.
Neville.
Hey, what's up? Come
hey,
on.
Hey, Neville.
Good to hear from you again, my friend.
Good to hear from you too, and it's good to hear that you're definitely going on Rock the Soap too. I'm happy about that. For all of you that don't know, since he is the man crush and all that I got, yeah, I'm happy.
Neville and I had we had a good time. We really did.
We let them chat.
If you were gonna set up something, some kind of event, is there anything that you would do differently?
Oh God, that's really a good question. I honestly, the Divas perform a lot longer. You know, I love the Divas perform. Pretty much, that'd probably be the only thing I'd do differently. And as far as the last day goes, I think with the Rock the Soap Street Jam, I just ended right there. Like, not at the last cocktail party after that. I think just after that. After the concert.
Yeah, like people, because you have to get up like at 7 or 6 o'clock in the morning, exactly, to trundle off the boat, yeah. Or ship, excuse me.
That's it, yeah, that's the only thing I would change. Everything else, it just seemed to mesh perfectly. Everybody had a great time, and, you know, like you said, no one was, like, bumping elbows to try to get with everybody. I mean, you pretty much had all access to everyone, no matter where they were.
You had plenty of time. You know, it's hysterical because people were taking the same people were taking photographs 3 different days. You know, so you got to see us in various states of wellness. You know, by that third day, like, you remember we were just talking about, by Sunday, we'd done the show at 12 o'clock. Midnight, and I'd had those Red Bulls and just like no sleep, you know, so I was just dragging a little bit. But let me ask you a question, Neville. Did you get a sense of seeing us together, like the actors just hanging out with each other? Did you sort of like get a neat sort of behind the scenes look at how we relate to each other and stuff, or like our senses of humor, how we differ from our characters?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm looking at it and it's just going like, wow, this is what you're like outside of the show.
Yeah.
You act like regular people. You know, that's the first thing that I said in my head. It's like, they're not the people that you see on the screen. This is Michael Knight. This is not Cad Martin. Or this is Van Hansen. This is not Luke Snyder. You know what I mean? It's just like now you're seeing them in their more of their own element. And people have more fun with that, and I think a lot of more people related to that a lot more than anything, and that's
well, I
really what I
think
most fun about it.
it's easy to see that we clearly love each other, that we really enjoy each other's company. But for me, if I had never met him before, I think Zach is always so serious. You know, Zach is like the man of mystery on the show. And you meet Torsten, and he's a total goof. I mean, he's like a human sock puppet. You know, he's one of the funniest, fastest people I've ever met. So if I was a fan, I would kind of dig seeing that. I would just to see how people, because I'm pretty much Cat. I mean, I gotta say my character is pretty, what you see is what you get.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of cool to see other people out of character and as themselves. I was sorry that Kelly Monaco couldn't make it. She's a trip. She is a trip. And I was very sorry that Rebecca couldn't make it, because people would. She is also one of the most charming. She's hysterical on stage. So, now I think I heard you talking about that she got a job. You know, that she was working.
Rebecca,
so.
She's going to be on How I Met Your Mother on CBS.
That's right.
Which is coming April 27th. So,
yep.
Before Michael has to go, I want to take another caller that was on the cruise. We're going to pick up area code 912. They were on the ship with us. Area code 912, what's your name?
Marianne.
Hi Marianne. Say hi to Michael Knight.
Yeah, I had a great time. It was a blast. It was like a once-in-a-lifetime kind of event that I'm hoping to repeat a second time and over again. I came home, had an inner ear infection, had vertigo for 7 days, but it was still the best time I ever had.
Poor baby, man.
Did anybody else feel like you're moving
right
space?
Yeah.
I got to say, that's a hell of a recommendation. That's a glowing recommendation. If you were sick as a dog for 7 days afterward and you'd still do it again, that's saying a lot.
I just thought of it as having the drink of the day for 7 days straight afterwards.
That's funny.
I didn't have to pay.
Can I ask you what was your favorite part? Did you have like something that you enjoyed more than anything else during the weekend?
Well, what I originally thought, and what I wrote in my review, was that we kind of came on as fans and daytime stars, and then kind of partway through we just kind of became one family, and it kind of reminded me of why we all love soaps to begin with, is these characters are our family, and it was kind of interesting to kind of feel that way with the actors during the cruise as well.
And we're pretty, I'm very proud of the fact that certainly, I mean, I can't speak for other shows, but I think All My Children is a very easy group of people to get along with, really a dear bunch of people.
Everybody was. I loved meeting Greg, who I don't normally watch Young and the Restless, but I did tell him whenever I'm at lunch, I sometimes catch it at a place that I eat at lunch for work, but it was so nice to be able to meet them and get interested, and daytime.
I was blown away by some of the talent of other people. Like I was just talking about Brendan and doing It's a Wonderful World, completely
with
the voice.
Yeah, Kathy and Cassie.
Completely,
and
that blew me away.
Amazing.
Oh, my God, yeah. No, the soap, that's, overall, I think the soap divas should sing more. I thought that they truly, truly were, their harmonies are so beautiful. And I've always been... I always say to Bobby Eakes, I wish I could do anything as well as you sing, because she really is world class and she can do it all. She can do pop, country, western, jazz. She was a singer before she was an actress, so I think we should, if we got talent like that on the ship, we should take advantage of it, because otherwise you just get me juggling fans at 12 o'clock at night on Red Bull.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone was so warm and welcoming, and I want to thank you guys for doing that for us as fans. I would say hello to people in the middle of the ship, and no one ever kind of just waved and moved on. They stopped and talked and asked what you had done for the day, especially the day we were on in Mexico, and it just, it felt very friendly and, like I said, more like a family than necessarily the...
They're more like an event, right? It's just like there we were. I mean, we weren't walking around with, security guards all over the place. And, you're not behind ribbons and being, shut, in lines and stuff. You're just sort of there hanging out,
Yeah, and I think people responded by being very respectful.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, I mean, there was initially... security concerns, and I never had a moment, never, where I felt like, where I felt anything other than absolutely relaxed. I gotta say, the breakfast when I first walked in, it was a little intimidating to get started, you know, because you look around mm-hmm. and there's this huge dining room and you're thinking, and they say, well, just go circulate. And you're thinking like, well, for a minute you feel like you did in high school where like you didn't think you were going to find a place to sit down with your tray, you know, but everybody was so cool. And I think I ended up doing that for like 2.5 hours. Just going from table to table and asking people where they were from and, you know, how long they've been watching the show. And, you know, another thing I thought was so promising, especially in these days, is it was a very adult event, but there were a number of mother daughters there. I mean, generational people that had been there that had started their kids watching, which I think is really, really promising. That's the kind of stuff we got to keep going.
I would have brought my mom, but she's terribly claustrophobic, and so I'm going to try to get her on the next one. She got me when I was way, way young, 8 years old. So
you tell her that, you know, Ted sends her a big hug, and I'll give her one in person if she shows
up. You know,
up
she would love that. She would adore that.
Oh,
well,
how
I'll
nice.
Be there. I'm going to be
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. So start saving those pennies and give up. Let's put it this way. What is your guilty pleasure as far as maybe junk food?
Maybe junk food? I love chocolate. Mm. So maybe I'll have to have it. I don't think I could give it up completely.
Okay. So instead
we'll do it in half. How about that?
Yes, exactly. Instead, why don't you just go to Sam's maybe once a month and buy a big bag instead of once every day or every week or whatever.
Perfect.
And there you go. You know? And put the change in a jar, and there's your money for your cruise.
I think I'm going to give up a few movies, too, and I'd rather see the daytime stars than some of the current stuff that's coming out. So
there you go. Where there's a will, there's a way. And like we said, there are contest winners. Definitely enter the contest when they come out because people do win.
But I really did think, you know, I was in a room by myself because, you know, I have a little claustrophobic myself, but I didn't have a problem at all. And I really, even, you know, paying the single rate, I thought it was still a good value compared
to all
people.
You wouldn't have liked Joanne in my room, our room, because we had all the T-shirts in there. And it was like body bags laying all over the room.
Yeah, we were tripping over body bags. But not to mention the air conditioner wasn't working when we first got there, and it was just like, oh. But it was something else.
Darn Bob Guinea.
You know.
Hopefully, if the economy improves, if people sign up, you know, we get a bigger turnout. The price will come down a little bit. See what I'm saying? It's just like they had to really, you know, they had to charge people through the nose this year because we only had 250 people, you know, and we want to get upwards of like 1,000. We want to get, you know, 700,000 people there on the ship.
Oh,
so.
Okay. You know what? You're right, Michael. And a lot of people are worried about the increase in population of them. They're worried that if you guys make it much, much bigger, then the fan experience is not going to be as intimate. But I really don't think that's the way it's going to be.
It's going to stay the same way, all just like we did it this year. Yeah.
I think all it would mean to me is, like, you know, bring another 4 or 5 stars along. You know what I'm saying? Try to keep the ratio going, or maybe have like 2 breakfasts, you know, where like one group has breakfast on Saturday and one group has breakfast on Sunday. Because I really felt that's what really broke the ice. That was what set the tone for the whole weekend. Because, you know, we're sitting next to you, like, you're stealing food from your plate, going, hey, where are you from? Blah, 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 blah. You know, is this your first fan event? It was a lot of people's first fan event. People that had never done Super Soap, so I think it was kind of that was kind of fun to see, you know, because they you get this people looking at you like, you know, they can't believe you're sitting there. Overall, I got to say everybody was, I hate to say this, it sounds so, I don't mean to be patronizing, but like well behaved and loving, you know, just very very open. And I agree. I think it's just maybe you don't want it to get too large, but. You know, we could afford some more actors and stuff and just, you know, spread the love a little more, that's all.
What people have to understand also is that no one behind this cruise made a single solitary penny off of it. So it wasn't like people were charging you through the nose to profit. There was no money made on this cruise. This was strictly for the fans.
This was an act of love, and this was like a message in a bottle. It's like, you know, you got to You know what I'm saying? It's like we're doing this because we want to know that there's interest out there to keep doing it, you know, to do it year after year after year. So, you know, hopefully that, you know, the people that were on it, you tell your friends, you come back a second time, you know, let's make sure that next year, I mean, the economy is going to come back. There's hope. The market's coming back up slowly. You know, let's make sure that there's four or 500 people there next year, and maybe, you know, more after that.
Right. Well, I have another person, area code 910, who was on the cruise with us. Hello, what's your name?
Melinda, 910? How you guys doing?
Hey,
hello.
Melinda.
How you doing?
Melinda.
Hey, Melinda.
I swear, I've just been listening to you guys talking, and it brings back the memory of missing everybody from the cruise already.
Oh.
No, I said when we got back, I feel like I just got back from camp.
Yeah,
in the four or five days, you got
there.
Yeah, you got so close to everybody in those 4 or 5 days. We met so many cool people, and then we came home, and it was like, oh, now what are we going to do?
You know, reality
exactly.
Set in again.
So, yeah,
exactly.
Here's an analogy, like soap camp on the water.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you were still on the water after the cruise?
Mm-hmm.
I know I did for at least 2 days. Yeah. My question was for Michael. I was wondering if he knew that there was a picture of him and Torsten that was on the sale, and he was pretending to kiss you.
That was Torsten being. Torsten loves work for me.
Yeah. Well, from what I heard, Jewel has given it to Bobby, and she's going to give it to you.
Well, okay. Can you guys hear me? Can you guys still hear me? Because I heard a strange recording just a minute ago.
Oh, that's the famous English blog talk lady that just likes to jump in when she feels like it. Don't pay no attention to her.
Right. You have now been. It's like you have been kicked off the queue. So, all right. Like, no, by the time we had to go through so much security to actually get on the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Taking photographs, I'm thinking like, okay, so is this like, do you have to carry some kind of like photo ID around? Are we going to have laminated little things on cords or whatever? And so, you know, Torsten steps up with me and just plants one on my kiss. And of course, I'm grinning like an idiot. I mean, I look like down in the picture. It's so bad. But anyway,
oh my gosh. It's going to be a fabulous thing. And everybody knows that Michael is confirmed for Rock the Soap 2. Melinda,
yay.
I thank you so much for calling in. I'm
going to
let you go because our next guest is here, okay? Michael,
Melinda.
Are you going to hang out with us or are you going to go?
Yeah, I can hang out for a little bit.
Okay, well, we're going to bring on Mr. Brandon Barash.
There he is. Hello.
Hi, darling.
How are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. Just got
you're
off
on-
to work.
Oh, perfect. Well, you have to keep filming those scenes. We got to keep seeing Johnny. You're on the phone with not just me, but Barb is on the phone, and Michael Knight is on the phone from All My Children.
Hey, Michael Knight, how are you?
Hey, Brandon, I'm fine. I got to tell you, I'm such a fan now. I am such a fan. I thought you were a knockout during the karaoke thing. I thought that was so unbelievable.
Thank you very much.
I sat there up the little soap table up there with Cassie, and I was like, who the hell is that kid? It's like I danced to that song at my wedding, and it wasn't half that good. Complete with the voice. It's like, did you tear up your voice after doing that?
No, sadly, I didn't, which means I've been doing it for a while, and, you know, everybody asks me how I do it, and I always say it's the result of being grounded a lot as a kid. You spend a lot of time in your room, you know, making faces in the mirror and learning how to talk like Louis Armstrong. So
I was stunned, man. You were so good. You got to do it again next year. And I have to say, it was you guys were so wonderful because I felt like it was a little bit ABC heavy, and you guys were so cool to be around. You guys. You were, you know, so dignified and sweet and accessible and stuff. And I had to learn who some people were because we had never met, or I met a person maybe one time but didn't remember. But I got to say, you guys were really, really terrific.
Well, thank you. I mean, I feel the same way about you and the rest of your crew. It's just, you know, it's always nice to come across really down-to-earth people in this industry. So
and we never get to work together. We, you know, because we're always on different coasts, you know. So it's like the odds of it, and that's another thing about Rock the Soap, which is great, because you rarely see people from both coasts mixed together. You know, it's either an East Coast event or it's a West Coast event.
Mm-hmm.
Let alone, you know, people from different shows.
Right. Absolutely. And it's, like you said, it's always nice to get together and to mix the two groups. And, you know, it's always, it's like, you know, you go to the sixth grade dance and boys are on one side and girls on the other. So it's really
right.
nice when you get coast together and they're actually mingling and mixing. And, you know, it's really nice.
Well, I can understand. I can say in terms of the level of talent and just the kindness that you guys, I can understand why you guys are number one. I really can.
Well, that means a lot. Thank you so much.
You were just terrific. And you know what? You got to say hi to a couple people for me. You got to say hi to Peter Bergman for me, for sure. Peter and I worked together when I started in 83.
Okay.
And Nikki. So, I mean... what's her name?
Michael, you cut out when you said the names.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant, Peter Bergman. Peter Bergman primarily, because I've known Peter since I was like 23 years old. And he's just, you know, he's gone over there and now he is one of the principal players on Young and the Restless. And he's really just,
okay.
he's doing well over there.
Michael, Brandon's on General Hospital.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're thinking of Greg Rikaart.
That's what it is. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I thought you were on Young and the Restless. See, this is a perfect example. Like, I don't know who anybody is.
Well,
you're part of the family. Then go home and kick Maurice in the ass for me.
I will. I'll tell him it's from you.
And tell Kelly that I'm sorry she didn't make it.
Yeah, I know. She was bummed. I talked to her the other day, but she's got her hands full with her Vegas deal right now.
Absolutely. Did you ever, let me ask you a question. Did you ever work with Tamara? Was Tamara there when you were there? Tamara?
Was who there?
Tamara Braun.
You are.
Tamara?
Tamara Braun.
Tamara Braun. No, she was not there. Laura Wright has been Carly since I've been
I gotta say she's spent 6 months on our show coming over working with Eden Regal and what a lady. She just have I got a crush on her. She's tremendous.
That's what I keep hearing.
But I'm sorry for putting my foot in my mouth. See, this is a perfect Joe. This is why I should never do so interviews. You know, because like I say, I don't know who people are. I feel too old.
But that's why you have me. That's what Stardust is for. Hello.
Hello.
I will help you.
Okay.
I got your back, Michael.
I'm gonna cut out. Let you guys do your thing. I just want to say thank you for having me on the show, and thanks for backing us up on for Rock the Soap. And I'm praying to see you on Rock the Soap too.
Absolutely.
We
will definitely be pimping it out, Michael.
Okay. God bless you.
Have a great night.
Take care, guys.
Good talking to you.
Okay. Brandon.
Yes.
You did your damn thing on that cruise. I mean, you know how much I love your singing, and I've seen you sing in other places besides, you know, these type of events. And what people might not know about Brandon, too, is that he does other impressions. He does Jack Nicholson and a few others. Am I right?
You are correct.
Mm-hmm. So hopefully Brandon will be one of those confirmed for the next cruise. And we can just make Brandon sit up there and do a comedy skit of all his fabulous voices.
My multiple personalities.
There you go. I do have a caller on the line that's going to talk about some of the crews. You ready for that one? And you know this person very well, I'm sure. This is Rodney.
Rodney.
How you doing? It's Dangerfield.
Hey.
There you go.
Yes.
How are you?
Well, how are you?
Oh, I got to turn my speakers down. I'm fabulous. It was so great to gamble and be on the cruise with you. You were amazing.
You guys had a lot of fun, too. It was a good time.
The whole thing was an experience like no other.
Good. We aim to please, Rodney.
Well, you sure did. And that your best friend is my customer was freaky.
How funny is that? It just goes to show you this world It ain't so big.
Hey, so now, do you know that Scott guy that was doing all the videos and all that?
Scott.
You know, he was gambling. He did that soap net video. Well, he wanted my videos, and he gave me his email address, but I lost it somewhere.
You mean Jeff?
Maybe his name was Jeff. See, how
bad I am. Nibel knows all that information.
Yeah, I got his email, Rodney.
Oh, good, okay.
So, all right, well, Rodney, tell Brandon what you thought about the cruise versus Super Soap Weekend or whatever, and what would you change or look forward to more with the stars?
Well, the stars were amazing, and the fans were amazing, and so I don't really have any complaints about any of the events. They were all fun and fabulous. We need more of that music going on. That was that last event with all that singing and stuff. I mean, this lady was there that is not even involved with soap operas, and she was, like, had tears in her eyes and did not want the show to end. She could not believe it, and so now she was going to go and start watching soap operas. So it was just, like, totally fabulous, and I wouldn't change a thing, just had more fun, and everybody was great.
Good.
Okay. Now, Brandon, as far as that, from an actor's perspective and you doing events, because you did Super Soap Weekend, and you did you do a lot of private events, you know, in the comedy clubs and stuff like that. What is your take on what went on that weekend from actor-fan point of view?
I honestly had no clue what to expect from the weekend because I had never been on a cruise ship before.
Okay.
And
me either.
I had no idea how it was going to be, you know, being on a cruise ship doing events for a whole weekend. And I've got to say, the fans that were on this cruise ship were unbelievable. I mean, they were so gracious. Everybody was gracious and, you know, just so welcoming to talk to. And, you know, I really enjoyed the breakfast that we had that first morning after we set sail. I think it was Saturday morning where, you know, we went from table to table. And it was just really great to mingle with everybody. And everybody was very low-key. That's what I liked, is everyone was low-key about it.
There was no hooting and hollering and pushing and screaming and all that nonsense.
No, there wasn't. I've never seen fans like this before in my life.
You know, people weren't competing for attention and, you know, pushing and shoving to get in front of the line. Everybody knew that we were going to get to them and that we were going to spend time with them. And, oh, my God, some guy is walking a large cat down the street.
A large what?
A large cat, as in not a house cat. That was
Shut
that
up.
Never...
What kind of cat is it?
Don't know.
Very
large.
Really?
Where
large.
Are you?
I don't know, but we're going to see him on the news, I think.
Yeah,
you Well, you know what? There's a story that I have to tell because Di is making me tell it. An experience that I had on the cruise that had absolutely nothing to do with any of the actors. It was more so of me just being the dumb blonde that I can be sometimes, if anybody can believe that. So are you ready for my Rock the Soap Cruise story?
Yeah. Oh,
no. Okay. Everybody just listen because it was really ridiculous. And I'm doing this, Di, just for you because I promised you. I went down to my room. Barb was out and about with her friends and doing her thing, so I knew she wasn't coming back. The housekeeping had just come in.
Wait a minute. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just remembered what it is.
Okay, so shut up then. So Barb was out, and I was in the room by myself. Housekeeping just came in and cleaned, and I wanted to take a shower and change. And I mean, I think it was like after the autographs or something like that, and I was sweating like a friggin' farm animal, catering to Aiden, you know, babysitting him all afternoon. And I went down, and I'm on the floor. They put my suitcase on the floor. We never unpacked. So I'm digging through the suitcase, and I pull out my clothes. And I know I'm alone, so I just start getting undressed. And I'm head to toe naked in my room. And I turn around, and how the hell am I supposed to know that they're doing friggin' lifeboat drill? And I look out my friggin' window that the windows are open, and I have about 15 little Mexican guys sitting on a lifeboat watching me get undressed.
Yeah.
with the big smiles on their faces.
Yeah, and they just sat back with smiles, like, yeah, all right.
Oh, my God.
So either I singed their eyes and they couldn't blink or whatever. And so I dove across Barb's bed, and I shut the curtains and kind of just hung out in the room for a little while after that because I couldn't tell anybody apart whether or not I was going to see them throughout the shit. So that's my Rock the Soap Crew story, okay?
That's fabulous.
Love it.
So funny. Okay. Can I just tell everyone, my name might be in the chat room, but I'm not. I'm now in my car because that's the pleasure of internet radio.
Oh, okay, because they're still talking to you.
If they're talking to me,
oh.
I think I didn't log out. So just so you know, I had to go somewhere right now. But I'm still here.
Okay. So that was my story. So, Brandon, you know, Michael Knight made a good point, and he wanted to know from fans and even the actors, what happened on the cruise that you would change make different or try and make it better?
Well, I don't know how we can make it better. It was pretty damn awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, I mean, you know, with all the crap going on in Mexico right now, it was a little nerve-wracking going into Ensenada. So maybe location could be a good, you know, switch up, which, I mean, of course, if we're going to be doing this every year, then a change of location would, you know, it would be conducive to ticket sales and to draw and, you know, all that jazz. But, again, I go back to the events that we had were great because they were so personal. And it's very rare that, I mean, of course, when I do my personal events, you know, whether it's in a comedy club or, you know, a hotel banquet hall, whatever, I'm going to be taking personal time with you. But, for example, Super Soap Weekend or a larger scale fan event, there's so much going on and we're being pulled every which way. We can't really take the time to kick it with fans. And these little events that we had here and there, it was nice to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Rodney said he would have liked to have had either a longer concert or an additional concert. I think the length of the concert was actually kind of perfect. You know, I'm sure nobody wanted to hear me sing a fourth song. Anyway.
Oh.
Yes, we did.
Don't get me started on that, Brandon. Go ahead.
I think we could have did karaoke another night. Or,
that's
exactly, you know, and had to karaoke a little longer. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Maybe an additional karaoke jam would have been nice. I don't know about a longer one because, I mean, a longer one could have been good, but then, you know, that may cut into other events that are going on. So, you know, maybe some time for an additional one or maybe to stretch one out a little longer would be good. Another big thing was there were a lot of people on the boat that would stop us in the hallways and say, what are you guys doing here? I had no idea you guys were here. And I don't think this can be done on our end, but maybe on Carnival's end or whatever cruise ship we do this on next year. But if the guests that are buying their ticket to be on just, you know, their Baja Mexico cruise knew that we were going to be there, then I think ticket sales would have also gone up because...
Yeah, we had a group of about four or six ladies that asked us on Saturday morning what everybody was doing, and then we sold them wristbands, and they were able to come in. And they were like one of the funnest set of fans that we met there, and they were so excited. They were just on a cruise for a birthday for the friend, and then they found out everybody was there. So we did let a few people in like that, and I was selling T-shirts to people that were not on the cruise but wanted to know what was going on, and I'm sure they'll be on the cruise next year.
Right. So what you're saying is right, Brandon. So basically, whoever that we do go with next year, bring them in on the promotions because their ticket sales will increase as well.
Absolutely. It was really, you know, there's not too much I would change about the experience because it was pretty awesome, and I really, really enjoyed the group of people, and that's, you know, fans and everybody included, not just, you know, the other actors. I enjoyed all of the fans that were there, and I think that you know, there was kind of a mutual respect for space.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, at the, but at the same time, we were sitting there at the casino all gambling together. It was just, it was really good times. I'm babbling.
Right.
Because I'm focusing
no,
on traffic.
No, you're not.
He's focusing on the big cat.
Yeah, he's making sure that cat ain't coming near his car. You know, you were great on it, and you always sell yourself short when it comes to singing, but you really do a good job, and whether you think
Thank
so
you.
Or not, everybody loves it. And
yeah.
You did Louis Armstrong awesome, and then you went into Kermit during your other things, and I've seen you do that before. So I would love to see you do more impressions on Chip, and I really, really pray to God that you're one of the people that are back on board, because
Me
you
too.
Were by far, you know, a great asset to the cruise, in my opinion. And everybody in the chat room is going crazy. I want Brandon to come back, bring Brandon back. So
yep.
It's you're definitely a wanted man. On that cruise.
Yeah. Well, rumor has it that he just might be, so.
Well, you know what? So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Before you have to jump off, Rodney, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Okay.
Okay, go on hold, but before Brandon has to disappear, I need to get a couple things. Say hi to your buddy Aaron Neville.
Oh, God.
Neville and Rodney Dangerfield, what is up?
There you go.
Yes, what's up? What is up? That's all I heard.
Then,
that's one of my stories. That's all I heard all weekend was, Neville!
And apparently the more vodka I drank, the more Neville's that flew out of my mouth.
Well, do you know what flew out of your mouth when you had all those vodkas in it when you were talking to me? Should I tell you? You asked me how much it hurt giving birth to Stardust Radio. Did it hurt when I gave birth to it? I was like, yeah, it really did.
All right, and we're gonna just leave it at that.
You got that right. So another thing I need to find out, because your fans have asked me when they found out you were coming on the show, because this isn't really one of my typical shows where I get to pick up all the callers, you know, and you get to chat with them. I just need to know, do you have a Facebook for fans and one for your personal site, or you just have a personal one and none for fans?
I have Facebook I use for professional networking and personal networking, and then the page that I have for the fans is the MySpace.
Okay, so that's what we wanted to make sure of, because there are other sites out there on Facebook that are using your name, so that's why they wanted to clear that up.
Yes, there are, and those are not me. There's one that is me, but I use that strictly for, like,
professional networking
and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay. A suggestion from them, if that was the answer, please create a Facebook fan page, because more of your fans are more on Facebook more than they're on MySpace. So that's just a suggestion from the listeners.
I get that, and I know, you know, I see that the trend has moved more in the favor of Facebook. The one caveat would be, you know, I've got about 3,000 people on the MySpace page, and keeping up two pages is a lot of work.
Right.
So it's you know, kind of been my effort to keep it simple and kind of keep it that way, but I will definitely take it into consideration. Thank you for the suggestion.
And then the next thing is, I got an email from someone that they really didn't want to be named, and they didn't want to call in, but she wants to know if you do receive your gifts from fans when they bring them to the studio or when they mail them, because this particular person sends you some pretty nice stuff, and she wants to make sure that you're actually receiving it.
Well, I don't know exactly who that is. I know there have been some issues lately with deliveries. Namely, food deliveries have not, you know, made it to our rooms. But, yes, I have received some very nice things as of lately. And I am sending out a group thank you to everybody. So,
okay.
Yes, it definitely does not go unnoticed that sometimes items do go undelivered, unfortunately. But I more than appreciate everybody spending their hard-earned money on, you know, sending us stuff. I will say one thing, that while I do
very, and I don't want this to be misconstrued at all. I tremendously appreciate everything that everybody sends my way, but one thing I would like to start doing is, you know, encouraging people, if they're going to send us gifts, to maybe think twice, because these are very tough economic times, and if they really want to send something, then it would be great to have them, you know, donate to whatever charity we endorse. Because that way,
I like that.
You know, that way they're spending their hard-earned money on us and in honor of us, but it's going to a greater cause. And mm-hmm. like I've said before, while I do very much appreciate everything everyone sends me, it would be nice to impact a bit, you know, something bigger.
Right.
So mm-hmm. that's my little 2 cents.
Is there a particular charity that you endorse?
Yeah, Muscular Dystrophy Association.
Okay. Perfect. MDA. There you go.
Yeah.
Everybody, if you're going to send Brandon something, donate something in his name to Muscular Dystrophy. This particular person just wanted me to let you know that they sent something up to you today. Someone signed
uh-huh.
for it, and they just wanted you to know that. They won't tell me what or whatever it is. So, I mean, that's as much as I can get. So, just
well, today I received... I received flowers, and I received a very nice harmonica. So thank
okay.
you to both of you, and I very much appreciate it. It was too kind.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Well, in any event, Brandon is saying Rock the Soap was awesome. Am I right?
Rock the Soap was awesome, and I'll see you guys at RTS2.
Please.
There you go. And
yeah.
Brandon, I'm going to bring you back on in a couple of months or so where we could do our regular show and do some chit-chat with some fans.
Sounds
so,
good. I'll talk to you then.
All right. Have a great weekend, and thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you so much,
yeah.
everybody listening. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Have fun.
You too. Okay,
bye.
Brandon. Thanks.
All right.
Well,
bye-bye.
You know what? I love the fact that everybody, the actors got to call in tonight and share their sentiments with us about the cruise. So if that's not something saying, you know, coming straight from the horse's mouth, I don't know what else to tell you. Like Bob says, if you ain't on the cruise, it's your own damn fault.
That's right.
You know? So
you have all the stars backing you up. So, you know, that's,
yeah,
what more can you ask for than to just get your ass on the ship, you know? I mean, just get your ass up here, you know, save your money and just go on the next one. I mean, you're hearing all these wonderful stories that's happening on here, and you're just sitting there going, I want to go. Why don't you go?
Right.
There's all these
right.
contests that we know that's going to wind up happening again within the coming year. Start going for those. Save up money while you're doing that. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, just keep on chucking it so you can get on the next
Exactly. I'm going to take a couple more calls here since I did extend it a little bit because I wasn't sure what time Brandon was actually going to call in. Rodney, you wanted to add something. Rodney. Hello.
Hello.
There
you
are.
I'm here.
I just wanted to add that you had also asked how
I felt about this event compared to Super Sub Weekend and all that, and
mm-hmm.
this didn't
mm-hmm.
compare. This is way, way better than any of that.
Okay.
There is no comparison. I mean, if you want intimacy and actually meet and chat with your stars, then you want to go on a cruise, not Super Sub. I love Super Sub Weekend, but
mm-hmm.
this was way far better. This is way better than any, like, fan club weekend that I've been to, anything like that.
Right.
You also don't have to wait in all those lines either, you know.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I've never
so,
seen fans so nice to everyone, and the stars and fans all, it was just amazing.
You know what? That was a surprising thing to me also, was the kindness and, you know, the mutual respect each fan had for each other from the other networks as well, you know, because don't
yeah.
forget, you know, where, you know, most of us are, you know, ABC people, and, you know, we got to mix and mingle with other network fans, and everybody was just as happy as can be, and I thought that was really great.
Yeah, I thought so, too. And
then
right, the only other thing, they need to add bingo. That would be really fun.
Oh, okay. See?
Add
and
bingo.
Barb, what? Rock the Soap still has the message boards, right?
Yep, the message boards are still up. And then we also added the Facebook page. And I'm also going to be revamping the MySpace Rock the Soap page.
Mm-hmm.
I just
took that over. So I have all the stuff for that. And early next week, we'll get that rolling again. So if you're on MySpace or Facebook, we got it all. And we're going to also be on Twitter. We're going to be on Twitter. All of this in the next week or so, if not sooner. I have a huge deadline for work prior commitment besides Rock the Soap.
Right.
I actually have a little life on the side. my deadline is Monday night. I do. Bob doesn't think I do, but I do. And so as soon as Monday comes and goes and I'm done with this headache of this other thing, I will be catching up on all of that stuff. So.
Thank you to all of you guys, too, because all of you guys were amazing, Nivelle and Joanne and Barb, and all of you were amazing on the boat, all your help, everything you did. It was great. You really added to help everything out.
It was a lot of fun. We met so many great people, like I've said to people in the last couple weeks since we've been home, that at Super Soap, you don't meet people like that. You might run into somebody and you'll never see them again because there's 50,000 people there.
Oh, that's
right.
And then you're running
kind of fun
so fast, you know. You're running so fast that you don't get the chance to sit there and chit-chat and find out things about them unless you're on that 1 o'clock in the morning line, you know.
Once they
bring you through that little cattle line, you know, to get you to the fast passes, it's like every man is for themselves. Get out of my way, bitch. I'm getting my fast pass before you get yours. So it's like, you know, this is so not like that. And, you know, I think a lot of people were worried about Super Soap Weekend being gone because so many people formed friendships there. Let me tell you, you'll form so many more friendships on a cruise ship than you will in Super Soap Weekend, you know.
Definitely.
In any way, shape, or form, you know. I mean, because you're literally stuck on a ship. And where are you going to go? So you got nothing but time to sit and hang out in casinos and at the bar or in the karaoke club or any of those places. So.
Yep.
It's definitely a great place for the soap community to gather. And I know that everybody is really making every effort to make it affordable for everybody. There's going to be contests. And like we said, people do win on the contest. Go on the rockthesoap.com website, and you'll see the Bonnie Hunt winners and the SoapNet winners and the Soap Magazine winners or whatever. And people actually do win. So you might think it's a waste of time filling out that application, but it's not. People do win, so you might be one of those people.
You never know unless you try it.
Exactly, you know. And make sure you read the rules carefully, because sometimes, you know, and I mean, I don't know what the particular rules were, but I know sometimes in contests like that, you're only allowed to enter once a day. Some people tend to enter more than once at a time, and they disqualify themselves, so you're only hindering yourself. So make sure you read the rules before you enter the contest so you know exactly what to do, and you have a better shot
at
winning.
Yeah, and I think most of them you had to be 21, too, so.
Yes, okay, yeah. So, you know, just make sure you read the rules before you do anything like that. I'm going to pick up a couple of callers. Let's see here. This is area code 415. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Armani.
Hi, Armani.
Hi, Armani. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really tired. So.
Were you on the cruise, Armani?
I was on the cruise, and I had a lot of fun.
She's a Scrubs fan, aren't you? Right?
She's a Nuke
fan.
She's a
Nuke
fan.
Or a Nuke. I can't remember.
Nuke? Yes. Dan. They were awesome the whole weekend.
Okay. So, coming from that side of the spectrum of daytime and mixing in with the other network fans, what was your experience like?
I came alone. I didn't have anybody. But, I mean, from, like, meeting people from danhances.net and then all the other networks, I made a lot of friends. And I mean, just walking around, I was by myself, and people were sitting at tables. They were like, hey, come sit with me. And I had an awesome.
Barb's getting out of the car.
Sorry,
that wasn't me.
Barb.
I'm betting you got
Barb in her big yellow car.
Yeah.
Mom's taxi.
I don't have a yellow car anymore.
I'm joking. So what else, Armani, what would you like to see on the cruise next?
I think I agreed with a lot of the things that has already been said, like the final cocktail party was kind of, I don't know, I got like this weird feeling at that. I mean, that could have not been there, but
right.
I don't know, I can't think of what else to add. I mean, it was amazing. I'm so glad I did it, and I almost didn't, so I don't
Okay.
Now let me ask you a question. Say for some reason that the new guys aren't on it. Would you still go on it?
That's a tough question because, in all honesty, I don't watch any other soaps.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I mean, I guess it depends upon all the people that I met, like the ones that I'm keeping in contact with. If they
right.
go, I mean, I would love to meet up with them again. I mean, it's a once in a lifetime thing. Like, I had never met anyone. I didn't know anyone, but. You know, like I said, I made a lot of friends, so maybe.
See, so it merges people, and you got to meet the other actors from the other soaps as well.
I did, and I liked a lot of them. Like Brandon was really funny, great,
mm-hmm.
really sweet. All the girls, Melissa, they were all really sweet.
Yeah. See, so you know, it's a good thing. It's a cross network thing, and now because she did that, there's a possibility that she'll do it again. Because you know, even if her guys aren't on the cruise, because of all the people, other people that she met. So you know, and I think that's kind of a great thing. You know.
Ed Neville, are you there?
Yes.
You know, I was thinking last night when we were walking together on the way to the nuke of it. I don't know what I said to you, but I think it kind of came back to me.
What did you say?
I don't know. You were like asking me how wasted I was or something.
I did.
I did.
I asked how wasted you were on the last night.
Well, you feel like I made a bad impression, so you know, don't base your impression of me on that.
Don't be ridiculous. Everything on that ship was wasted.
I think we were all wasted. It's fine.
You
yeah,
hear
I
my story for crying out loud? You think that being wasted, it really makes a difference? I wasn't
not
even
really.
Wasted. I was stone cold sober.
You know, one of my, well, it's not as bad as that. I'm sorry that happened to you, but I took way too much Dramamine. I didn't even drink on Saturday, and I took way too much Dramamine and ended up falling down the stairs at dinner.
Oh, shit.
Ouch.
I think Di fell down the stairs, too.
Yeah, Di fell, too, didn't she?
Yeah, I can't remember where we were, but she did. She was falling down the stairs. I just want you to know that because of how nice the new fans were to me in the chat room, that I was the one that nagged about getting you guys an event.
That's right. Barbara's the one that made that possible.
Nice.
That was awesome. That was really sweet. I know everybody was really happy to have that.
Well,
yeah.
We knew that. I knew for quite a while that we. Oh, she's kicking me out of the queue. I knew for a while that we were having it, and I never could say anything until the last hour.
You were pretty tight-lipped about everything. Yeah, you were pretty tight-lipped. But I'm.
Yeah.
I mean, my impatience all paid off. I had so
well. I can't emphasize again that everybody needs to get their emails to us via barb@bobguinea.com. Neville at buzzworthy dot, what is it, net?
Dot net, yes.
Dot net, Neville at buzzworthy.net or letsdishbaby@gmail.com. So you can get signed up for the newsletters because, you know, that's the way that you're going to get the information. I'm just letting you know that there's a big newsletter coming out on Monday. And, you know, if you want to get it, make sure you get us your emails because we need them by Sunday. And again, like Barb said, it's not because it's not like you're gonna not get an email, get a newsletter
yeah.
if you get it later. It's just that we have a big email coming out on Monday, so we want to make sure that everybody can get
first
it.
First one,
right? But then also, what you have to remember too, I want everybody because like Armani might have soap fans on her page that I don't have, or that Neville
right.
has, or that Bob has, or Barb. So, Armani, when we post things for soap events, repost them. If you see an invitation by Neville or by me or by Rock the Soap page or something like that that has something to do with soaps, repost it in your page. You know, send it out.
Yeah,
invite your friends. You never
yeah.
know.
Or even on the nuke boards, you can, you know, put any
yeah.
of that stuff on there so that everybody hears about it wherever they're at.
You
yeah.
never know
so,
who's a fan of what. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So the more people that it gets out to, the better.
So does this include when we sign up for the newsletter?
I don't know.
On Rock.
Well, I'm sorry, Armani. What did you say?
I didn't hear what she said.
Sending out the email
what?
to one of
you three, does that include when we signed up, like, join the mailing list, rockthesoap.com?
It can.
I don't know,
I think
Barb, does that count?
No, yeah. It would be best if you sent them in because we're just, they're revamping the whole email system, and
okay.
They were adding everybody's emails, but to make sure that we have everyone's, we'd like, you know, we're just trying to spread the word out a little more.
I'll send you a message on Facebook, you know.
Yeah, just send them out. And like I said, even for you guys in the chat room, when you see things posted by the official Rock the Soap pages, because Barb is setting up the Rock the Soap Facebook, she's setting up the Rock the Soap MySpace, she took over all these things, and when you see things posted on MySpace or on Facebook, repost them to your friends,
yeah.
Because you don't know who's a fan of what, you know what I mean?
Right.
So
we're also going to have that on Twitter as well.
Yeah.
Right.
Twitter.
What's the email address to get the newsletter? You have to send us your email address. Send it to barb@bobguinea.com or Nivelle@buzzworthy.net. And, you know, Nivelle, type in the addresses. I have a question for Barb, though. Wait a minute. Melinda wants to know if there can be more cool stuff of things to buy next year,
yes,
because
yes,
the T-shirt
yes.
rocks.
And yes. We, the T-shirts were kind of something we threw in at the last minute, and so we are definitely going to have a lot more merchandise for you guys for next year.
Mm-hmm.
It's already in the planning stages. I talked to Seth today, and we're definitely planning stuff. And we are supposed to be having shirts available online soon.
And anybody that has suggestions for events and stuff like that, post them on the Rock the Soap message boards. Like Hans's fan is saying, mini golf with the stars would be fun. And it would. You know, those things are cool and definitely, I'm sure a lot of people
definitely,
play golf.
I believe there was a post that was started, and if anybody, if you have suggestions, put them up there because they definitely will get to the right people.
Yeah, because everybody's reading everything, you know, and if you have any questions or whatever, you can talk to Barb or Nivelle or me and
mm-hmm.
or send them to Bob. Like, you know, we're not in charge of anything per se. We're just, you know, messengers and
we're
trying to
laying it all back to you so that
yeah, we're telling you what
you know,
the deal is. And we're relaying it back to them, you know. So we just want to make sure that everybody has the best time. You know, it's not like I don't know how do I say it.
The stars. That would be fun.
What did he say
again?
I didn't hear Rodney say.
Oh, what?
What did
I
you
didn't
say?
What you said?
Well, so I'm sorry, I didn't know I was still on here. Scavenger hunt with the stars. That Bevan just wrote. That would be totally fun.
Oh, you guys need to make a list.
You definitely
need to make a list and send it to me, and I will forward it on to the right people. So.
Yeah, absolutely. All these message boards get read. They're asking for more things in their goodie bags. You know what? The goodie bags cost money, so we got to get people to get on the cruise. You know, see, what you have to understand, again, no one made money on this cruise. Everything that was paid for, that you guys paid for to get on the cruise went into funding the actual cruise, you know, renting the rooms and you know, the open bar and all that other stuff. All that stuff costs money. So the more people that we get to book the cruise, the more stuff you guys, and I shouldn't say you guys, we guys will have because we're going to be there. You know, come hell or high water, we shall be there.
Absolutely. Now there was an incident that happened. Probably it happened the first day, but I didn't find out about it until like the second day. And I was so upset I missed Bob because I wanted to tell him the story because it actually involved him and Rebecca. And now I'm sure all of you know who went on this thing. It was spring break. Probably like not one of the worst but best times that have happened on the boat. Spring break happened the same time Rock the Soap was happening. So you're having all of these college kids on a boat having all these buckets of ice with beer and everything coming down the steps and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
So Jess and I were walking and we were like recording stuff.
Jeff and I were walking.
Huh?
We were on the Lido deck, and we were walking because he was, like, going to go ahead and do some video recordings and all this stuff outside. So we had the camera with him. We run into these two guys, and I actually got this on film, and I sent it to him, or I think he got it on film, but he has it because we saw it. We got a video of this guy that basically said, "Did you know there's this thing that's going on, this soap event that's going on the ship, right?" So I'm standing next to this woman, had no idea who she was, and, she's, like, very, very gorgeous, very pretty woman. And he had heard right then, right there, that one of his friends walked up that there's a soap event going on and whatnot. So he starts going, "I can't stand soap operas. They suck. All these people that do these soap operas are awful." And the person that was standing right next to him was Rebecca Budig. And And she heard him wail on the soaps big time. And she actually tapped him on the shoulder and was like, "I'm on a soap opera." was so embarrassed. I mean, his face was so red after that entire incident happened. He did not know what to say after that because he really cussed the soaps out of oblivion. I mean, he seriously was like wailing on him saying that it was just the worst thing ever. And I was like, damn.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? I'm glad Rebecca was standing there then because I'm sure that changed his perspective when he saw that cute little petite pretty girl standing there and her tapping him on his shoulder, so she set his ass straight.
Yes, she did. I loved it. Jess and I just fell out laughing, and I said, oh, man.
Gotta be hysterical. Let's see here. I want to take another caller before we have to go. We got 5 minutes left. Area code 703, you've been waiting so patiently. What's your name?
Hey, it's Patty.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Fabulous. So give us a story. You got 4 minutes. What's your best thing on the soap cruise?
I would have to say the Scrubs event was awesome.
Wonderful. I'm glad to hear that. I actually missed that event, but I heard a lot of good things about it. So I take it that everybody at the Scrubs board is happy with it. And
yes.
And they got rave reviews.
They did. And then, of course, Bob Guinea and his famous line of, "If you're not whatever, it's your own damn fault." That was our favorite line throughout the whole
If you're not having fun.
Not drunk, whatever.
So you see, that's good. So now hopefully we'll have the Scrubs on again, and hopefully then more Scrubbies will show up.
Well, and we're also excited that Michael's going to be on the second cruise, so we're very excited.
Isn't that great? And we almost have a confirmation from Brandon. He kind of hinted, so we'll see what happens with that. Nothing official as of yet, but Michael Knight definitely is coming on the cruise. So you guys heard it here first. And you know what? Like Bob says, if you're not on that cruise, man, it's your own damn fault. Start putting away your pennies. Go to rocksoap.com. Start putting in your messages. Get us your email addresses. Barb@bobguinea.com, Neville, Jaylee at buzzready.net, letsdishbaby@gmail.com.
If you said that the soaps, I can tell you one thing, the soaps are short.
The what?
The what did he say?
I have no idea what he said.
Rodney's having his own party over there.
I hear him. I think so. But in any event, we're looking forward to connecting with all of you because we met so many people that we never would have had the opportunity to meet. And, you know, helping promote this cruise was like a real treat, and I'm glad Bob and Barb approached me with it and brought Neville in on it. And I think the more people that help us promote it, it's kind of like a Rock the Soap street team. So join the fan pages, join the MySpace pages, get us your email addresses before Monday so you could get that very first newsletter on the information of what's happening with Rock the Soap 2. And I look forward to meeting so many more people and working with so many people because this is a collective effort of all of us because we're fans as well. So the more fans that band together and get this thing off the ground, the better the cruise will be. So when you see something from a post from that has to do with the cruise, repost it on your pages, people, and help us out.
Yep.
I think that covers everything. We got a few seconds left, so I'm going to sign off here and let everybody know that you need to go register again, register a blog talk, register on Neville's blog talk, because we're going to be definitely doing more shows. And I want to thank everybody, Barb, Neville, Rodney, all the other listeners and callers that called in, the stars. It's been great. And I'll be talking to you all soon. So we'll take off right now. Have a good weekend.
All right. Have a good night.
Take care.
Hey, I'm Eden Regal on Stardish. Thank you so much for listening.